Really hope you mean that. It's great to be back today. It's great to be in the house of the Lord and to share the word with you, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will help me in doing so. But before I begin, let me just share a couple things with you. I've been blessed this week. Billy said something about my irrigation motor. That's not a blessing, but it was an aggravation thing. But I've been blessed to have attended several preachings this week. We went to a camp meeting down at a church down in Benson. We planned to go every night, but we had to miss two nights because of unforeseen things. And what you know, on Sunday night, the man preached a sermon that I did not know Monday morning I would need. But anyway, just a quick synopsis. His text was from the lady that had the hemorrhage and Jairus, the man that lost his daughter. And the fact that they were on the way to his house, the woman touched him, and Jairus came up and said the man told him his son was dead. And he said, "It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right." And that's what the preacher said. You got to remember that. In the things, how do you put it? The things you learn in the light are the things that's going to help you survive in the darkness. And it was dark this week. Even though that sun was shining bright, it was dark in my life. Because when the irrigation motor blew up, when the clutch went out on it, I could have went all to pieces. I said, "It's going to be all right." When I got it back together and got it going up the hill there, and looked at one of my sprinklers that blew out, and I made a three-point turn and backed into a tree and busted my tail light out. I said, "It's going to be all right." And I was fixing the thing, and I pulled up the stob and put it down another place, and I had a little wrench about that long, and it slipped out of my hands, went down the hole. Hole about that deep, wrench about that long. I had to go get a shovel, walk into the house, get a shovel, dig it out. But I said to myself, "It's going to be all right." You know, if it hadn't been for that, I could have probably not made it this week. Amen, Billy? Amen. Remember what this meant? Anybody was here last time? Amen. There you go. Amen. All right. Now, as I was thinking this morning, all week long, about the sermon today and listening to all these other great preachers. These were some good sermons and all. But, you know, several things came to my mind, but I always go to the Holy Spirit. Where I go to. And I'm not going to really dwell a lot on fathers today, even though it is Father's Day. And I'll share with you why in just a moment. But the text for the day, if you have your Bibles, is coming out of Romans, the 8th chapter. And I know we have the Bible study. We've got finished up two Bible studies this spring or summer. And Miss Pat Talley says you can always preach out of Romans if you can't preach out of something else. So it's a good book to preach from. But Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17, and maybe some other verses throughout the Bible. So if you have your Bible, we may be moving to some other places as well here. But I'm going to start reading verses 1 through 8, if you follow along with me. But before we go to that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we're fixing to read your word. I'm fixing, dear Heavenly Father, to deliver your message. I lift both of them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. And I pray that you allow that Holy Spirit that is within me to share your word through the reading and through the preaching. And we'll give you all the praise, dear Heavenly Father, and all the honor and all the glory in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.